Time now for the Uncensored Phil podcast here for January 23rd, Friday, 2009. The cunts that run the radio business. We've discussed the financial sector. We've discussed the recording industry. We've discussed the auto business. And I'm sure there are other industries that are in great distress or are ready to go ahead and cash it in and turn the whole thing into a toxic waste dump. But let's talk a little bit about the radio business. One of the major players in our business laid off, 1,800 people. Was it 13% of their workforce? No, 9% of their workforce, which would have come out to around 13,000 people if that was GM. That's a lot of people. Now, let me tell you about, and what we have said on the show repeatedly, it's about competence. It's about having quality people who run these companies. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with, it's a bad environment to sell advertising. Listen, motherfuckers. Yes, I'm talking to those of you that run the radio businesses of America. Listen to me. God damn it. Let's take an example. Howard Stern. Howard Stern drove the business for all of the radio stations in the Infinity. Let's just take Howard Stern on the Infinity O&O stations. Infinity CBS, he was working for them, and he was also syndicated on a lot of other stations. Let's just take Infinity. Howard Stern drove the business for all of those radio stations. They sold the shit out of Howard's show, as well they should. The show got ratings. It was a great show. Probably still is a great show. I don't have Sirius. I ain't got XM. I ain't got the fucking time. I don't even listen to the goddamn radio. What in the fuck do I want to get satellite radio for? In any event, Howard Stern drove all the business for all those stations. Now, he said, I'm leaving. I'm going to satellite. They had the heads up. These cocksuckers had the heads up, okay? How stupid do you have to be? When someone tells you, someone who draws all of your advertising revenue, who drives all of that money, and he says, I'm leaving, I'm going away now, okay? You got all that heads up. You've got all that time to prepare a game plan. What would you do, those of you out there listening, what would you do? I submit the thing to do is to say, all right, look, we have to replace our morning show. Now, of course, we can't find another Howard Stern. Maybe we will. But we can go out there and find talented people. We'll put together a morning show. We'll stand behind it. We'll grow it. In the meantime, we'll have to drive a lot of our ad dollars in other day parts, middays, afternoons. But with time, we will build a morning show and we will have it be a moneymaker. No. Did those cheap motherfuckers do that? Of course they didn't do that because, first of all, they don't know anything about talent. They have no idea how to hire talent. They goddamn sure don't know how to develop talent. And they know how to market it, sort of, if the talent itself proves itself worthy. And then those cheap cunts go out and buy a billboard or two. Now, they didn't do any of that. What they did is this. They waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. Howard split. Then, because they're so fucking stupid, it makes you want to cry. They cast it around for someone to replace Howard, and in New York, they put on David Lee Roth. Now, I'm sure he's a fantastic rock singer, and I've seen him on stage. So I think I have. No, I've seen him in music videos. He's fun. He's, it's cool. What's that got to do with fucking radio, you motherfucking dummies? What has that got to do with doing a radio show? What made those assholes think that putting that guy in there is going to make them the kind of money they were making with Howard? And with all due respect, Adam Carolla is a great guy, a very funny guy. Okay, but I got a feeling that he's getting consulted to death. I got a feeling he's got more dumb shits that are bugging him and telling him how to do the show this, now do it that way, do this, do that. Now, the guy that runs CBS is a man by the name of Les Moonves, who I am told, and I don't know, probably doesn't like being wrong. If he has the ego that the rest of these jackasses have, I'm sure he doesn't like being wrong. Well, you're wrong, sir. You're so fucking wrong. It's a crime. That's how goddamn wrong you are. Now, I know that the radio business is nothing compared to the glamour and the glory that is television. But the fact is, it's a real industry. There are real people working in it. And there is a way to make money at it. I did an interview with Inside Radio or Radio Inc. or one of these fucking magazines. I can't remember, about 5 years ago. And they said, what's the story? What will save radio? What's the best thing to do? I said, invest in talent. Invest in talent. Invest in quality people on the radio. Well, that goes over or under or around their heads, because when you talk about talent in the radio game, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. If you talk to them about how to drive ad dollars, if you talk to them about quality promotions, if you talk to them about maximizing quarter hour, if you talk to them about all that chicken shit. These cocksuckers think that they got it down, right? Well, guess what? You guys are losing your fucking asses. And you want to know why? You don't know anything about talent. You don't know anything about programming. And the case of Howard Stern is as clear as it as could possibly be laid out in front of you. How it is that when a significant talent leaves and you motherfuckers don't know anything about how to replace that man, you go to plan B, which is get a big name, see if you can't drive the ad dollars for a few days, a few precious minutes, and then get another big name and see if you can't add the... It's like, who did they replace O'Reilly with? Fred Thompson. What up? I mean, let me just say this, because you guys in the broadcast higher echelons deserve this. Your stupidity has earned you a place in broadcast infamy as the weakest generation of motherfuckers to run radio stations or radio companies that this industry has ever fucking seen. Fred fucking Thompson, huh? I got a little news flash for you dumb fucks. Fred Thompson ain't going to be any more successful than David Lee Roth. You'll be able to sell it for a while. I get it about how you can squeeze a fucking dollar out of an advertiser by bullshitting the guy left and right. Fred Thompson. David Lee Roth. These motherfuckers, they're fine. They're good men. They're not fucking broadcasters. You got no fucking respect for your industry. You got no fucking respect for talent. You're dumber than fuck. And you guys are going to be out the door the same way Joel Hollander is out the door. The same way the dumb fuckers that ran CBS back in the day. What's that guy, Brian Ungaro, who's looking at a fucking jail sentence right now because of some shit he got into in Arizona. You guys will be out the fucking door like all the rest of those guys. Because they couldn't fucking program their way out of a wet paper bag. Because it's business as usual in the radio industry. We don't know our fucking jobs and we don't know how to program. So we're going to put talent on the street, cut back, try to squeeze whatever ad revenue we can out of the people that we've got on the air. Like putting one voice tracking disc jockey on 500 stations and pay the guy like $200 a month to do it. And people say we don't need unions? Bullshit. Thank you. This has been our podcast for today, January 23rd, 2009. My name is Phil Henry. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Henry.